Getting a chance now to speak with the newly named ACGC Chargers head football coach, Cody Mathewson. Coach, thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself? You got to feel pretty good to be taking on a new role here.
Yeah, very exciting. It's very uplifting. Got a lot of good feedback from the community and a lot of friends and obviously past coaches. And I'm really excited to return back to Iowa here in the future, being down here in Missouri and Kansas City the last couple of years. Having the opportunity to coach and play in Iowa, there's nothing more special than a Friday night under the lights. Even though times don't change and the days don't change, the football on Fridays, it's still not the same down here as a small town Friday night. So I'm obviously really excited to get back in the area and get started as soon as I can.
Yeah, and you say get back in the area. That's because you're here from the state of Iowa. Spent your time there in high school at Madrid, obviously a program that has a lot of tradition and had a lot of success while you were there as well. I guess that brings you that connection back here to the area. It won't be too far away.
Yeah, exactly. Playing at Madrid was obviously a blessing in the success we had there, and playing under Coach Hinkle and the years and the time he put in, the things he did to make us just a better person overall, not just a better athlete, but just a better person. And he's been a great mentor for me over the years, and I had an opportunity to coach with him in his last season before he passed away. But it's been exciting to, like I said, return to a school that is I'm familiar with, especially playing in the West Central Activity Conference, going head-to-head. So I'm very familiar with, the environment and the schools and, exactly what I'm walking into. It's not like it's a job where I have no idea or recollection of what this school is about or what they've done in the past. So I know what both schools have done with Adair, Casey, and Guthrie Center. So I'm looking forward to, building that culture back up to where they were and setting that standard high again and getting that winning tradition and culture back in place and getting the community excited about football again.
Well, obviously you've had a chance to, draw from your experience, and you'll get to bring some of that with you. You played for winning programs. We already talked about Madrid. You had a chance to go play college ball at Northwest Missouri State, and obviously everybody knows about the success that they've had here within the last decade. So that has to be some great things to draw on to bring with you.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the success has been a great part. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's always been like that. You look at Madrid in the 80s, when Randy came in and the students at that time and the players bought in and, they created that culture and they kind of just ran with it for the last, two decades. And then obviously if you look at Mel Chiersma, who I played under, he just got inducted to the College Football Hall of Fame. You look at Northwest, his first year there, they're 0-11, and then obviously the success speaks for itself, winning 6 national championships since 1998, and it goes on from there. And obviously I got to be part of 2 of those teams, which are great, great memories. And obviously playing at Madrid and never got the chance to play in the state championship, but playing in the Dome twice was obviously something, a great feeling that I want my players, to be able to experience, because that's a great feeling to be able to go up there at UNI, and that's something you'll never forget, being there with your brothers and having that opportunity. So they're just memories that with the success. It's not always about the winning and losing, but, when it's all said and done, it was the memories that I'll never forget and always remember. And that's what we're trying to create and moving forward and getting those kids to be excited, like I said, and be contagious with enthusiasm and, get the other students to buy into that program also. So the success, really helps out, obviously, and the kids can kind of buy in. But like I said, the last couple of years I've been down here in Kansas City, and I can't sit here and tell you I've, been part of a great, successful program, but there is a program we've been trying to build up. We were successful at times, but, we're not playing, in the state championship or the national championship year in and year out. So it's been a humbling experience being down here too, but it's also taught me a lot. You know, being in the Kansas City Metro, you see a lot of very, very good athletes. I mean, you know, Kansas City is a big area, so you got a lot of D1 athletes, a lot of guys who, you know, week in, week out, are just, you're going to get your best, the best players in the whole entire city. You know, obviously you got St. Louis, but playing at a 5A school, or coaching at a 5A school, I should say, it's a little different than playing at Madrid, where you got, you know, a town of 2,000 people, and now I'm living in a town of 100,000 people. So it's been quite the experience. But like I said, excited to get back to that small town feel, which I've missed a lot.
Yeah, it would be a great opportunity for you. And obviously folks around here know, since the merger between Adair Casey and Guthrie Center, you know, they haven't had, you know, a lot of winning, or, you know, the success hasn't come along with that merger for them in that sport particularly so far. But, you know, what are you looking to do and hoping to do as soon as you get in and get the chance here to start building the program? What are the building blocks that you think you're going to have to start with?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, I really hang my hat on, you know, the strength and conditioning portion, the off-season workouts, but obviously I have to finish out my time here, and I have commitments, you know, coaching baseball. And luckily in Missouri we play baseball in the spring, so I will be finishing up and be able to take on that role of moving back to Iowa here when we get done with school in May. And obviously we started a little earlier in school year, so we're done, you know, mid-May, so I'll be able to get back, you know, at a decent time. But the biggest part, obviously, you know, in a perfect world, I would have loved to, you know, get a implemented program going throughout the winter, because that's when you're really going to make your push, and that's where champions are made right there. But, you know, I got to work with what I got. You just got to improvise with that situation, you know, adapt to the situation, and, you know, go from there. But, you know, the one thing that I'm really going to try to do, and one thing that, you know, was really preached, especially at Northwest and at Madrid also, but, you know, especially at Northwest, is, you know, they kind of have that cliche statement of it being in a family atmosphere. And, you know, obviously Northwest really bought into that, and all the programs have seen success. I mean, not just football, you know, basketball won the national championship last year, and the improvements of the other sports and overall also. But, you know, I want to get that community involvement, you know, bringing back the alumni, get the alumni excited about everything. You know, just, you know, I know Adair Casey has been very successful, you know, playing in the dome over the years and playing in 8-man, but, you know, obviously it's a little different atmosphere being 11-man. And, you know, you go back to, you know, Coach Meyer, back when 2005, when they that would have been the year when they played Madrid. That was the first time I ever played them. And that was in the quarterfinals. So, obviously, you know, there's success there, and it's there. But, you know, you got to get the community to buy in. And even though its success hasn't been there the last couple of years, I mean, both programs come from a great, successful story. Well, you know, that starts somewhere. Obviously, you have players who have played there. And, you know, I've talked to a few guys, you know, who have played at Guthrie or played at Adair Casey, and they're really excited about it, you know. But I want to get them involved, you know, get the community involved, get everybody, get the word buzzing that, you know, we're trying to get, you know, I want to put ACGC, Adair Casey, and Guthrie Center back on the map and make it the game that when you look at the schedule, that's the game that everyone's going to fear. So, I mean, that's kind of the goal moving forward. But, you know, they didn't build Rome in one day, so I know it's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, if the kids buy in, they trust the process, then successful things will happen.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck as you get started with that, and that will be nice that you get the chance to get back here in the summer and start to meet some of those kids and start to work with the program. And we look forward to speaking with you down the road as well. And again, congratulations on the job.
Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right, that's new ACGC head football coach Cody Mathewson here on KJN.